Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/save.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hey there, fellow humans. Brooklyn Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life, one stoic principle at a time. Today, we're tackling something that's probably keeping you up at night, fear and anxiety. You know those little, or sometimes not so little, voices in your head whispering doubts, what-ifs, and worst-case scenarios. Yeah, let's talk about taming those beasts. Because trust me, we've all been there, staring down the barrel of a presentation, a job interview, or even just deciding what to have for dinner with that familiar pit in our stomachs. But fear not, my friends. Stoicism isn't about becoming emotionless robots. It's about understanding and managing those feelings so they don't control us. Let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can help you ditch the dread and embrace a more peaceful, confident you. First up, recognize your fears. Seriously, get to know them. What triggers them? Is it public speaking? Uncertainty about the future? Pinpointing the source is the first step to dealing with it head on. You know that feeling when your heart starts racing just thinking about something? That's your fear signaling itself. Acknowledge it, but don't let it take over. Next up, challenge those negative thoughts. Ever felt like you're stuck in a loop of what-ifs and worst-case scenarios? Stoicism encourages us to question those thoughts. Are they really rational? What's the evidence? Often, our anxieties are fueled by assumptions, not facts. Remind yourself that just because you think something might happen doesn't mean it will. Now for a powerful one. Focus on what you can control. This is huge, people. We can't control everything in life, heck, sometimes we can barely control the traffic. But we can control our reactions. Instead of letting fear paralyze you, shift your energy towards what you can influence. That could be preparing thoroughly for a presentation, making healthy choices to manage stress, or simply choosing to approach a situation with a positive mindset. Remember your past successes. Think about times you've overcome challenges before. You've got this. Stoicism reminds us that we're stronger and more resilient than we often give ourselves credit for. And finally, practice mindfulness. This doesn't mean becoming a meditation guru overnight, though that's awesome if it works for you. Simply pay attention to the present moment. Notice your breath, your surroundings, the feeling of your feet on the ground. By grounding yourself in the now, you can break free from those anxious spirals about the future or regrets about the past. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're walking into a crowded room for a networking event. Your palms are sweaty, your heart is racing, and that voice in your head is screaming, "What if everyone hates me?" But wait, you remember our Stoic wisdom. First, you acknowledge those fears, yep, there they are again. Then, you challenge those negative thoughts. Everyone loves a good conversation starter, you remind yourself, and I have some great stories to share. You focus on what you can control, your friendly demeanor, your genuine interest in meeting new people, and the value you bring to the table. Boom, you're walking into that room with newfound confidence. You remember past successes, those times you rocked presentations or effortlessly connected with strangers. And as you chat away, you practice mindfulness, savoring each interaction and appreciating the energy of the moment. See? Fear doesn't stand a chance. This is it, folks, your daily dose of Stoic empowerment. Remember, letting go of fear and anxiety isn't about ignoring them. It's about understanding them, challenging them, and ultimately choosing to respond with courage and resilience. So go out there and conquer your fears. Share this episode with a friend who needs a little Stoic wisdom boost. Leave a review if you're feeling extra generous, and join me tomorrow for another journey into the timeless tools that can help us navigate today's world.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.